Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Carl. Carl writes from Point Pleasant, New Jersey. And Carl writes, my business partner and I are doing our first rehab. Do you have any tips to help us avoid mistakes other new rehabbers make? That's a good question, Carl. I'm going to give you kind of three big mistakes that new rehabbers often make. Not just new rehabbers, but certainly new rehabbers make these three mistakes that you should try to avoid if you can. And the first mistake is underestimating rehab costs. So I've done many rehabs over the years, and no matter how many you do, the rehab costs always seem to be higher than what you initially think that they're going to be. So you want to make sure that there's some room for cost overruns, because there often will be as part of the rehab. So underestimating rehab costs is one of the big three mistakes that new rehabbers make. Another one is over improving a property. So if you buy and rehab a house, and I don't know whether you're planning to sell it or to rent it out, most people when they rehab a house, they put on the market and sell it. So their goal really is to earn a profit. So if your goal is to maximize your profit, you've got to keep your costs to a minimum. And you can always spend more money rehabbing a property, but those additional renovation costs aren't necessarily going to improve or the after repair value of the property. That's really the key. So you can always spend more money, but doesn't necessarily mean that the property will be worth more. And if you spend too much money, you're working against yourself, because your goal really should be to maximize your profit. And then the third mistake that new rehabbers make, and I think this is perhaps the biggest mistake, and that is mismanaging contractors. So, you know, if you can't effectively manage contractors, you shouldn't be doing property rehabs at all. And I think that if you want to manage contractors well, it starts with setting and managing expectations. Everything needs to be in writing. You need to have a detailed scope of work and a payment schedule that's tied to the specific completion of milestones in writing. You need to do that before. But if you can't manage contractors, you probably shouldn't be doing rehabs in the first place. But those are kind of three big mistakes you should avoid: underestimating costs, over-improving property, and mismanaging contractors. So good luck, Carl. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at geraldlucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.